think it'll be more two teams that will try and play, but I think just as much as we try and mix it up a little bit, and if we have to play in behind, we'll play in behind, they'll do exactly the same. So I expect more of an open football game in terms of the amount of time the ball's on the floor, but I suppose more contrast in terms of it being mixed up rather than being the same repetitively over and over again. I think both sides will try and find a way to win by mixing the game up rather than sticking to plan A, if you like.
Danny Rowe back on the score sheet. Good to get him back on there, of course. How's he been during the training? I know he's got the record and everything here at AFC Fylde. Does add a bit of pressure on.
A little bit. I think it's a tough one because from his perspective, people will be, I suppose, looking at it thinking, oh, he's in a bit of a goal drought. We've played, eight games. He scored three goals. Could have scored more. His record's good. He's getting himself in goal-scoring opportunities. He's sticking some away. He'd love to be on more than what he's on, but like I say, I think the bigger concern would come if he wasn't getting chances. He's still getting chances. Are things going for him as much as they were last year? No, I don't think we've seen a typical Danny Rowe goal, if you like, that smashed in from 25 yards that the keeper has no chance at saving. But we've seen, like I say, different types of goals. So that's encouraging. The scoring the goals has not been, like I say, has not been an issue for us. We've scored in every game, continue to create opportunities. I'm sure we will continue to do so. We've just got to make sure we're more ruthless, but obviously we've got to know that we can't be having to score three goals to win football matches.
Yeah, has that been most pleasing, that you have been creating those chances? I say you have been scoring the goals, and I suppose tightening up defensive is where it was, as you knew from last season.
Yeah, we like I say, we've been punished, which we knew we would be an awful lot more in this division than the division below. Again, as it works out, probably the worst performance we had of the season resulted in a 1-0 win, and we've shown that we can win them scrappy ones. We showed a different side to us. So we keep doing what we're doing. We're the margins, like I say, between success and failure, the higher you go, are very, very small, and there's not a massive amount wrong. We just need to cut out loud chances. Like I say, hopefully you get a little bit of luck, but be a little bit more ruthless in both boxes and results will be more where we want. Like I say, I'm not overly displeased. I'm happy with how we've started the season. I'd love to have more points than what we've got currently, but there's been good signs that we're not far away and we've competed in every game.
Transfer window shuts for the league teams. I know that pleases you because it opens it up. Has the phone been busy? Have you been busy?
Yeah, really busy. I suppose it's still a case of getting the right ones, and obviously you're very reliant on what individual clubs' philosophies are. We spoke to some around when the window had shut, and some clubs will keep players in with the hope that league clubs come knocking around in January, and if not, they'll stick with them till January and see where they go. I suppose the disadvantage from our perspective is that, as I said previously, the games programme for under-23s team has developed, and they're pretty much playing every week now, so it's not like they go in, play 1 week, not have a game for 3 weeks. So there's more, like I say, there's more structure to that. But there certainly are ones available. Like I say, it's important that we get the right ones, and we're actively looking, we're actively having conversations, but it's important that the ones that come in give us options, because we've got a small squad, but also add to what we've already got and a better one than what we've already got.
Are you close to bringing any in?
Whether things turn around quickly for the weekend, again, we're looking on a couple of things from our side. James obviously came off at the weekend. We're not sure how he's going to be. We've obviously got Blink suspended. Bondi's got a slight problem from training today with his ankle. We'll have to see how he is. So we are a little bit short on numbers. So it may increase the necessity to do something, but we'll see where that is. I think we're at a point at the moment where the bodies we bring in need to be a little bit flexible for us and be able to do jobs in more than one area, because we are, like I say, we are short in terms of our squad, and with especially the Saturday-Tuesday game, the turnaround's quick and we don't want to leave ourselves too short. So there may see some movement, I suppose. We'll be on with that this afternoon and see if we can get anything done before the morning.